That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Oh my God. I saw someone almost get ran over yesterday.
What?
Like, where I was breathing heavy because I was like, I almost saw someone, like,
die.
Yes. I was driving and there was this really big truck in front of me. And on the right side, there was like a pedestrian waiting to cross. And on the left side of traffic, a bus was pulling up. So like the pedestrian wanted to run across the street to get to the bus. I hope that weird noise you were making got picked up because it was fantastic. That's how I felt watching it go down.
Oh my God.
And so the light was about to turn yellow and I think the pedestrian thought that the truck was going to slow down.
Yeah, but they did not.
The truck had the opposite response and sped up. And as the pedestrian was putting their foot on the fucking road, and they jumped back it had to be within inches. Not even. Centimeters? Like, it was, their bag was, like, blown to the side. Their hair was, like, blown. They stepped back and they were like grabbing their chest, like clearly shook that they almost fucking got hit by a truck.
Yeah, Jesus.
And I was behind the truck, so I see this happen, and then I stop for the red light and I'm just looking at the pedestrian, and I look over and the bus driver's looking at me, and we're all just like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
And then like my brain filled in the blanks of what I almost saw. It's like my brain was like, you almost saw this person's arm get ripped off and blood everywhere and blah. And I was just like, fuck.
Damn.
Does your brain not do that?
I mean, I think that the fact that it filled in the blanks afterwards, instead of just constantly like thinks that when they see anyone walking on any sidewalk, is the difference between you and me.
True. I don't just look at people and think, what would they look like blown up or hit by a car? It was just like,
I just worry for people.
Christy.
I'm worried about stuff like that.
I'm just worried.
I'm not thinking about it on purpose.
Oh, no. I mean, I worry that about myself, where it's like, what would happen if I fell off this bridge right now because I'm walking too close to the edge or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
When am I on a bridge? Almost never.
I mean, Portland is full of bridges. You're not on bridges there?
The beautiful bridge city of Portland.
Yeah.
That's what the commercials say. I'm always in a car. You have seen those commercials? Oh, Portland.
Oh, man. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's right. You're coming soon. Very soon for our Halloween spectacular. Spooktacular.
Okay, thank you.
You looked at me so disappointed.
How could you miss that?
You're like, Ashley, we've been over this.
What's wrong with you?
I was never as good of a pun lord as you.
It's true.
Oh, well.
You just didn't have time to develop it.
It's true. To work on that craft.
It's true.
Hi, by the way. I'm Ashley.
I'm Christy.
And this is That's Weird.
That's right.
It's a podcast about weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's our podcast. Welcome. I don't remember if I said thank you to our patrons, our new ones.
We did get some new ones.
I don't remember if I thanked them last time.
Let's thank them again because I think we got a couple more new ones.
Yeah. All right. Well, just in case. Tracy, Garrett, Kristen, Pamela, and Sean. Thank you so much.
Wow.
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 We recently posted a video of us playing a Bigfoot board game on our Patreon, which is very silly.
Yeah.
If you watch it, don't look at my double chin. I'll be mad.
Only look at her double chin.
Avert your eyes. You can become a patron if you want at patreon.com/thatsweird. You can get access to our minisodes, our videos, buttons, stickers, all that extra stuff. It's very exclusive.
So exclusive.
Much like this podcast.
Very much.
Before we started recording, we were discussing that we don't have guests on this podcast. It's just that exclusive.
We're too exclusive for it. And also, we don't know how.
It's the most exclusive weird club you can't join.
Wow.
Goodbye. We're going to see. We record this a couple days in advance. Yeah. Why are my arms like this?
No one knows.
No one knew that. I had my arms.
You called yourself out. You told on yourself.
I look like a scarecrow in a field with my arms up like that.
I mean, maybe if the scarecrow was like modeling.
Oh, fabulous. We're going to see My Favorite Murder.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. It's been a little while.
Yeah. We saw them because we're, again with the exclusivity, but like we're hipsters of the murder podcast community.
Wow.
So we loved My Favorite Murder before everybody, and we went to see them last time they were here, which was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. We'll tell you all about it when we record the next one.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
And I'm sure we'll post photos and stuff on the old Insta.
What else are we going to do? Not post photos?
How will
people know that we went?
Exactly.
Did we even go if we don't post photos?
What's the point of going if you don't post photos?
My life motto.
Exactly. That's how social media works, right?
It's true. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not good at social media. I basically post pictures of my cats. And that's it.
That's social media 101.
Or sometimes I post a picture of me. But it's not like a good picture of me because I don't take those.
Oh my God. Christy's been posting some incredible throwback like Halloween photos of herself. And the most recent one is her, just her face poking out of a pile of leaves.
I love it.
I love it a lot.
Yeah.
Baby Christy is my favorite.
Looking back, like a lot of stuff now makes sense.
Just from the two throwback photos that you have posted, I feel like I understand everything about you. It all makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of it makes sense now.
I forgot to look up a review to read for you, so we don't have to do that this time.
That's fine. We know that you guys love us.
Like,
or
thank you.
Occasionally hate us. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Thanks so much. But that means we can just fucking jump right into it.
Oh, wow.
Let's get weird.
Let's.
It's what
Whose
we do best.
Is it first?
It's yours. This is episode 67.
Oh, shit.
So that means you get to tell me some weird shit.
Okay. All right. So I was originally going to do Bat Squatch.
Yes.
But I could not do this one because the title of it is so like hooky. It's like The Ghosts of Wizard Island.
The Ghost of Wizard Island?
The ghosts, plural, of Wizard Island. Ashley.
You made this up.
No. Someone else did.
I'm very excited.
My notes say, in all caps, Crater Lake, followed by beautiful, mysterious, deepest lake in the United States.
Is it really?
It is, and it's the ninth deepest lake in the world.
That's deep.
Yeah. We're going deep on this one.
Get deep, Christy.
It was created like 9,000 years ago when a volcano erupted or something and filled with mostly glacial water. So it's just fucking beautiful and deep and blue. And like so much so that the Native Americans in that area called the Klamath, Klamath? Is like, that him?
Yeah.
I'm from Indiana. We don't have things like that here, there, and if we do, we don't talk about them.
Well, there's Klamath Falls.
Yeah, it's Klamath.
Then, okay, cool.
Because that's how it's spelled, for sure. So they thought that it was like too beautiful to look at, and that you were gonna like get cursed with like never ending sorrow, or like pulled into it by a haunted crawfish, or
a haunted crawfish,
right? Their version of the devil literally lives there.
Oh, I didn't know about Crater Lake's spookiness. I just knew that it was beautiful.
Oh, it's so spooky. Fuck. Everything is spooky. Okay.
I love it already.
It's such a spooky place. Okay, so I will go into the island one first, and then I'll do all the other spooky things, because there's just so much spoop.
Lay it on me. Lay on the spoop.
So there's a couple of islands in the lake. This one is called Wizard Island.
Love it.
And it's like it looks like a tiny volcano. So I don't know, like maybe like it's supposed to be like a wizard hat or something. I'm not really sure. But you have to like take a boat there and then you can do a bunch of hiking.
Cute.
And but it's like you're not supposed to camp there. You just can go there on a boat like during the day and hike. But there used to be a campsite on there.
Uh-oh.
Called, let's see, what is it? I think it's like Cold Spring or something, which is like
If I had to pick like a generic sounding haunted campsite name, of course it would be like Cold Springs or something.
Of course.
So anyway, people aren't supposed to be hiking there, but even to this day, a lot of people sometimes report that they see like a fire, like a campfire popping up, and people around it sometimes. What? So they think like these are like ghosts. And there's even like a ranger. Her name is Ranger Jan Kerwin. And she has a specific story about like there was a seeing like a campfire and like 10 men around it just sort of like talking, and they were kind of being a little shady about what they were doing. So she parked and pulled up and started walking towards them to be like, "Hi everyone, like you can't camp here." And then it all disappeared. And more than one person has had like a story like that on there, on that specific island. And then when they talked about it later and they found out like that specific location where that happened to her, it was like an old campsite called Cold Springs, which also used to be an old like temporary like hunter gatherer camp for the Klamath people.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
I want to talk to Ranger Jan. Is that her name? What? Jan?
Me too. Yeah. Right?
She's seen some shit for sure.
She called it like a park for like ghosts and goblins or something like that. It was an adorable, like spooky thing. Yeah, so that's that. There just like are a bunch of things. There's also another island that is called like Ghost Ship Island because it looks like a ghost ship.
What?
Yeah.
I want to see.
I know. And it does. I saw the picture.
It does.
Just everything is spooky and looks like something and is named spooky. And also, like, the local Native American's devil lives in the lake and is going to turn into a crawfish and pull you down and kill you. Also, like, here's a bunch of other weird stuff. So the best known weird thing is called, like, the Old Man of the Lake. And it's this tree that's been floating upright in the lake for over 100 years.
Ew.
Over 100 years. They have pictures like 30 and 40 years ago of park rangers just standing on top of it because it's still floating like that. It just floats around like maybe like 4 feet a day or so at most.
That's an old ass tree for starters.
Right.
Wait, so it's not in place. It's upright, floating.
And it's just floating around the lake. They're since it's such a deep fucking lake, they had like an exploration submarine and they were a little worried about the tree, like it was going to get in their way or crash into the submarine. And so they tied it up to the side of the lake so that it wouldn't get in their way. And then like immediately as soon as they tied it up, the weather turned and it turned into like this like big scary storm. And they were like, "Oh fuck." And then they let it loose and then it stopped.
You don't fuck with that tree.
You don't fuck with the old man. So there's a floating tree that controls the weather and wants to be free.
Love. Love it.
Which who doesn't, honestly?
That sounds great.
And also, there are just so many like weird like suicides and murders and lost people. Like there's a story about, first of all, this park ranger was walking around looking for, I guess, a World War II pilot crashed in the forest around Crater Lake. And this ranger, like 30 years later, was just like walking around trying to find that like wreckage. And the ranger got lost looking for it. And when he got lost, that's when he found like the remains of that pilot.
Holy shit.
Which had been lost and unable to be found for 30 years. And then it popped up as soon as that guy got lost in the forest looking for it.
That's wild.
And shit like that happens all the time. Like there are so many things where like people get lost or disappear or die, and then like at weird points then their remains turn up in like weird places. It reminds me of the like that mass disappearance thing.
Yeah.
The silent mass disaster.
Yeah.
Like it's absolutely part of it for sure. But like spookier. There's also a story about a guy who he committed suicide, but it was like sudden. Like he was just like hiking with his wife and suddenly he handed her his watch and his wallet. And like there's areas around here where there are like snowbanks and stuff. He just handed her his watch and his wallet and just like slid down a snowbank like off into the lake. But he didn't make it into the lake or die. He just kind of like fell onto the shore or something. Like when I'm picturing it, I'm imagining he just like slid off and at the ledge like towards like a rocky shore and was like, this will kill me. But it didn't. He broke his leg and then he crawled to the edge of the lake and drowned himself.
Holy fucking shit.
Out of fucking nowhere. Right?
Can you imagine? Oh my God. What the fuck?
Right.
He was like, oh, that didn't work.
Fuck.
I shouldn't laugh. It's not, it's not funny. But oh my, like he must have really wanted to like kill himself.
It literally sounds like, it sounds like something drove him to kill himself, like out of nowhere. Because so many stories about people trying to commit suicide, like if you try and commit suicide and you fail, most people regret it.
Right. Like, oh, yeah.
You know,
there's some documentary about all the people that have jumped off the Golden State Bridge.
Yeah.
And they're like, as soon as I let go, I wished I hadn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people, as soon as something like that happens, are like, shit, you know what? Maybe I don't have to. Maybe I didn't have to do this.
And that man did not have that happen to him.
That man did not have that happen to him, even though he only broke his leg. Like, you'd think like a normal person would do that and break their leg and then be like, fuck, this hurts. And that would be distracting enough. And the sensation of like falling and being like, this is it. Oh, no, it's not. It would be enough for them to be like, you know what? Shit, I regret it. And also my leg hurts.
Right.
But he drowned himself. He crawled to the edge of a lake and drowned himself, which is like a whole nother thing. Because you have like a survival instinct.
Right.
When you're doing something like drowning, it takes a while.
So you think he was like possessed or just like heard a voice that was like, do it. Just fucking do it.
Like those dogs that jump off that bridge.
What is this? The throwback episode?
Yes. What is this? A crossover? Yes.
Let's talk about all the other things we've talked about.
I'm just saying it's like spookier than a normal suicide.
No, that's really scary.
I'm sure people drown themselves, but like that's a lot.
But also I feel like to drown yourself, you really have to like, I mean, you have to fight all of your bodily instincts to either swim or breathe or move, you know? So that's intense.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't know. I mean, like, obviously, like, I've never almost drowned or tried to drown myself. So I don't really know that you have to, like, fight for it to be able to die that way. But, like,
Well, haven't you ever been, like, swimming and you went out a little too far? You were holding your breath underwater and, like, your lungs, like, will push the air, like, out. It's, like, violent. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
your body's like, breathe, bitch. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, it's terrifying. Like, and to have that be the second time, like right after a failed attempt of a scary way to commit suicide again.
Right.
Like, that's like a lot.
Oh, I think we're supposed to say complete suicide now. Or it's like completed.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. We're learning.
We're figuring it out.
We're always learning. That poor guy, man. Fuck.
Yeah. And there's another like, this one I liked it. Because it was so, I think it was in the 80s, so don't quote me on that, but it sounded just like so 80s, where these two like businessmen from like Denver went out there and they got murdered like execution style.
Fuck.
Like somebody drove them out there to Crater Lake and shot them in the head. And they're like, it's just like a weird, and they initially thought it was like like a robbery kind of thing, but then the families of the businessmen were like, might have had something to do with their job.
What was their job?
I think they were just like high level employees for a company. It didn't give me that much information, and also my focus was on Wizard Island, so I didn't.
You're like, I had bigger fish to fry.
I'm just listing things off. Okay,
that's intense.
Yeah. And I'm not even fucking done. There's one more.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm almost done, actually. It's fine. But it is a spooky place. There's also a guy who went missing named Charles McCuller, and he like was hiking out there with some expensive camera equipment, and when they found him finally, they said the way it's been described is it looked like he just melted into, like, his body melted into the pants that he was wearing while he was sitting on a tree stump or something, like a log. Like, the pants were there, but, like, there wasn't, like, a shirt. There were just, like, fragments of most of his remains left, and, like, he had expensive camera equipment and was not there anymore. It just seemed like he just, like, collapsed and, like, disappeared and melted into his pants is what people have said.
Melted?
The pants were there, pristine, like, untouched, sitting on the thing, I guess.
With his oopy goop inside of them? That's what I pictured.
That's what I pictured, too. And I don't know. I think it just seemed like that because he didn't have, like, the rest of his outfit wasn't there anymore. Which, he wore, like, a shirt and other clothes.
That is odd that that gear wouldn't be around.
It wasn't around at all. It was just the pants on the log, like, where he was sitting with his remains in there and, like, some of his upper remains, like, kind of there.
Ugh.
Right?
Ew.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
He melted.
It sounds that way. I don't know if I've ever heard someone describe a dead body as melted.
Right?
Ew.
But that's how the ranger that found him described it. Was just, like, literally said, like, he melted into his pants that he was wearing when he was sitting there, I guess.
Was it Jan?
Probably. Ugh, Jan.
I knew she'd seen some shit. I knew it.
Oh, Jan.
Ranger Jan.
Ranger Jan.
Much like Ranger Dan. What is that from? Fuck if I know. Did I make it up?
I think you did.
Ranger Dan's from something.
Maybe.
Ranger Dave? No, that's from
You're
Outside
just
Lands.
Making shit
that's
up.
From out. Never mind. Just forget it.
You're just saying Ranger in the names.
Ranger Christie, will you tell me more?
No, I'm done. Yeah, but anyway, so that's pretty much it. It's just like it's really fucking spooky, and it's like I just feel like the whole area is like haunted. I feel like some of the other like tertiary things that were mentioned but didn't have specific stories were just like the usual, like maybe Sasquatch lives there, maybe aliens were there, that kind of spooky shit that's in all forests because nature is dangerous.
Nature is terrifying.
It's true.
And Bigfoot lives in all the woods, especially right. In the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
And aliens are always watching.
Yeah.
So I believe all of that.
Yeah, me too.
I had no idea that there was that much weird activity going on near Crater Lake.
Right? That's why I like started reading about it. And then I was like, okay, this has an entire list. And most of it is dead people and murders. So... Obviously, I picked it.
So you're like, I love it.
I love it. We're doing it.
They call her True Crime Christie. They don't. But they don't. Could.
No
Who's
one
they?
Does. Who's they?
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah.
Wait, how far is... I've driven through Crater Lake. I don't know if I've ever, like, hung around.
Stayed the night to see if you would get abducted by crawfish?
Correct.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
And at the beginning, I thought that you made up the crawfish thing, and then you're like, no I did not.
The story about the thing that's like the Klamath version of the basically the devil. I don't think it's like a one-to-one comparison necessarily, but it's like, you know, spooky evil dude.
Of course,
obviously, is like he fought with the spooky good dude. And then got trapped in the lake and monsters or something, like, ate all of him but his face. And so now he's just a scary spirit that lives in and embodies the lake and sometimes turns into a giant crawfish and pulls you in.
With his claws?
Presumably.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he uses his little pinchers. Who knows?
Yeah.
His little mouth.
Just pinches his little mouth. Just pinches your ankle. Pulls it down. I was trying to look up how far away it is. We're in Seattle right now, so it's 8 hours away, which means it's 5 hours from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
That's pretty far.
We're safe from this place.
We're safe.
It's past Eugene. Oh, it's very close to the Nevada border. Oh, no, the California border. Okay, well, whatever.
Okay, well.
Well, one time I had to drive from Reno to Portland to Seattle, and I went through Klamath Falls and Crater Lake, so that's what I was trying to figure out, but it's south.
South of here.
It's south.
It's south of here.
That's South Oregon, if that's a thing.
What accent is that?
You know what? I've had a long day, Christy. I've had a long day.
That's the accent that people who are from Oregon but still for some reason have a Confederate flag places use.
Oh, no. I don't
pretend that they're from the South.
I take it back. I don't want to use that accent then.
Well, no one does. No one wants that to be a thing.
I would hope not. Jesus. Well, thank you for that, Christy.
You're welcome.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
I also changed my topic a bajillion times. I don't even want to say the ones I was going to do because I might still do them someday.
Keep them a secret.
Secrets. But I'm going to tell you about the Silent Twins. Are you spooked?
I'm spooked.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I am kind of losing it today. I'm feeling silly, sassy, out of control.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot.
But I need to rein it in because this is a sad story.
Oh, no.
The Silent Twins. Okay, their names are June and Jennifer Gibbons, born in 1963. They're identical twins that grew up in Wales, and they were completely inseparable from birth. When was the last time we covered twins? You had twins at some point.
I had some twins that were like reincarnated a while ago.
That's right. That's what I was thinking of. These are different twins.
Different ones. Yeah, totally different.
So they were the only black children in their community, and they spoke Creole. So they were unfortunately bullied a lot, and other people couldn't really understand them, which is sad and fucked up. When that might have something to do with things that come later.
Yeah, and also I think I might have an idea of what twins these are, and if that's the case, what's really fucked up about it is that I've never heard that they spoke Creole. I heard that they just only spoke to each other in some weird, fucked up, made up tongue.
Well, they did that too.
Okay, never mind.
But it started as Creole.
Oh.
From what I read, I mean, it's just,
That makes like a lot more sense.
But I think, their parents spoke English.
I'm sure, yeah.
So, I don't know. I get my information from the internet.
Anyway, I didn't mean to derail it.
No, you're right. These are the twins you're thinking of. The girls were bullied so much that their school started dismissing them early so that they could avoid the other kids, which, again, fucked up. Because the twins never really spoke to anyone else, their Creole turned into a made-up language between the two of them, including gestures and noises that obviously no one else could figure out.
Wow.
They were like squeaks and stuff.
Oh, that's so weird.
I know. The twins' parents grew concerned about the girls, and after consulting with therapists, they decided to separate them for a while and sent them to different boarding schools, which, spoiler alert, bad idea. The girls became catatonic when they were separated. They wouldn't eat or speak, and they still wouldn't interact with anyone else. And it seemed like they were doing even worse separated than they were together. So eventually their parents relented and the girls were reunited. So June and Jennifer, definitely a little odd.
Yeah.
They would walk perfectly in sync, same leg and arm movements at the same time, which can you imagine if you saw that?
Two little girls walking like that and talking in a made up language.
Identical little girls walking around.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Send them back.
And this is even creepier. If anyone noticed them walking like that or like stared at them for too long, they would freeze. Like both of them would just freeze in position until the person stopped looking. Now that would be scary.
I mean, so on the one hand, like this is spooky as fuck.
Right.
On the other hand, if I only hung out with one other person and they looked just like me and people were a little bit creeped out by us and they bullied us so badly that our school in the 70s let us go home early.
Right.
I'd probably do that shit too.
Yeah, fuck with people. Why not?
Yeah, of course. They deserve it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, but also I'm spooked. I'm still spooked, but I also get it.
They're probably having a little bit of fun with it, I would assume. Hopefully they had some fun in their lives. I don't know.
Oh my God.
So even though they had this incredible bond and seemed very fond of each other, they fought all the time. They were jealous of each other for some reason, which they wrote about a lot in their diaries and journals. They would pull each other's hair all the time. And there was even an incident where one of them tried to drown the other. What the fuck?
I feel like that's not having fun.
No, that doesn't sound fun. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So the only other person that the twins seemed to like was their little sister, Rose. They used to play with dolls with her and make her gifts. They also enjoyed writing and would create stories and plays to act out for their little sister. June and Jennifer eventually became writers, which I think is kind of interesting because they couldn't communicate with the outside world. Like,
right.
And whether or not they chose that or not, I don't know. But so they couldn't do that through speech, but they could through their words, which is, I don't know.
That's very poetic.
Very poetic. They wrote poems, too. They were a couple of poetic
very
ladies.
Very rarely of them. Wait, so they like made it out of this okay and became writers?
I mean, sort of.
Okay, I'm going to wait for the rest of this story then.
They did have some of their stories published. They wrote novels, which is cool. But what they wrote about was creepy and kind of concerning. Like, June wrote a story about a kid who was dying. So the kid's parent becomes desperate to save their child, and he kills the family dog so that he can use its heart for a transplant for the kid.
Yikes.
And the dog's spirit survives inside the kid after the transplant, and eventually the dog gets revenge on the dad.
Oh shit.
Which is kind of, I like that story.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of
good for you, dog.
Good for you, dog. It's like sweet at first and then like a little fucked up.
Very fucked up.
Yeah.
But then also then the dog gets revenge.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know. Of course.
Ashley. Team animal, as always.
As always. So then Jennifer wrote a disturbing story as well about some like insane violence at a local disco that she like stumbles upon. I don't know. They didn't have a lot of details on that one, but they did use the words insane violence when describing it.
What?
So couldn't have been great.
Couldn't have been very like
heartwarming.
Tame. Yeah. Heartwarming.
The opposite of Footloose. I don't know. So anyway, the girls, now women, continued to act out. They started drinking heavily, doing drugs, committing random crimes, including arson. They burned down a tractor store together, and they vandalized and tried to burn down a technical college in their town.
What?
And that caused at least $200,000 in damage and was ultimately what led them to be institutionalized in 1981.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So June and Jennifer were admitted to Broadmoor Hospital, a high-security mental health hospital in Britain, where they would stay for 14 years. Which is...
That's a long time!
I mean, I know you burnt some stuff down.
Yeah.
There's definitely, like, an interview with them where... or no, maybe they just wrote it down. I don't know. But there's some story about one of them saying they got such a harsh sentence because they wouldn't speak at their... Like, yeah. Hearing or whatever.
God, 14 years is like I try and think about what I've been doing for since I was a teenager.
Right.
I've actually been doing stuff like.
But some people don't even get 14 years for rape or murder.
Yeah.
So.
That's like so long.
But also this is in Britain, not the US where everything's terrible.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck Britain.
Whoa. I was saying fuck the US.
Oh. I just wanted to be supportive. Sorry, I misunderstood.
You're like, I didn't actually want to say that about Britain.
At least you know I have your back.
Thank
right?
you, Christy. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I mean, after Brexit, like, actually, fuck Britain. But sure. Before that, like, I'm sure they were fine.
Were they?
I've never been.
You know what?
You I don't, tell me.
I think Great Britain and the United States have, have quite the dark history. Both together and separately.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Do we have any listeners in Great Britain? I don't know.
Guys.
Not anymore.
Give us a shout out. Let us know.
They're like, this podcast said fuck Britain one time. It's fine.
Sorry.
We live. Do you know where we live? Do you know who our president is? Can you just like cut us some slack? Okay. We're going through some stuff. We're not going to be okay.
We're not going to be okay.
Where the fuck was I? Where they stayed for 14 years. Okay. No other institution would take them because they were found to be, quote unquote, disturbed and spooky. They actually called them spooky.
No, really?
That's rude.
Oh, my God.
So they were heavily medicated while they were institutionalized and, again, separated from each other, which is never a good idea. Nurses would often find them frozen in the exact same position in their cells, even though they were nowhere near each other.
No.
No.
Also, I feel like that is, like, the most British thing. Shit like that's happening. Like, yes, they're quite disturbing and a little spooky. Oh, my God.
So the twins wrote in their diaries that they felt trapped and tortured, not because of where they were, which is what you would assume.
Sure.
But because they were twins. They kind of finally turned on each other.
Ooh.
They felt trapped by the other sister simply existing and sometimes referred to each other as enemies and shadows. That's messed up. They hated being apart, but also hated being together just as much. Each girl blamed the other for their life of pain. In 1993, the hospital finally decided to transfer the girls to a clinic, which was like not high security, blah, blah, blah. And maybe after a year at the clinic, the girls would be able to rejoin society.
Sure.
So they were almost out. They should have felt some sort of hope. But Jennifer at this point started telling people that she had decided to die. Christy's face. I wish that almost sometimes that our podcast had a visual like component that you could watch us record or something so that you could see Christy's reactions because they're always great. They were 31 years old at this time, and Jennifer explained that her and June decided that she must die. They made a pact. One of them would have to give up their life so the other twin could finally be free and live a normal life. And doing that, they somehow came to the decision that Jennifer would be the one to make that sacrifice.
Yikes.
Yikes is right. So literally on the day that the car came to pick them up from Broadmoor and transfer them to their new clinic, Jennifer, they like got in the car and Jennifer laid her head on June's shoulder, slumped over, and fell into a coma.
What?
Yes.
How'd she do that?
Fucking magic.
Oh my God. Also, I want to know which one was the one who tried to drown the one earlier. Was it June?
You know, I
could. Or was it Jennifer?
I would like to know that too. I could not find that information.
Was Jennifer like, I'm the evil one, so maybe I should just die? Or was Jennifer like, I guess I'm gonna die, like you clearly have a stronger personality?
June was playing the long con where she's like, I couldn't drown her, but I'll get her to die.
I'll get her. I can't believe that she just slumped over and went into a coma.
Yep. She never woke back up and she died later that evening.
What?
I know. It's insane.
Like, did they do like a toxicology? Did she take anything?
They did.
Did she get hit in the head? Like, what happened?
The cause of her death was and still is a mystery. She was in fairly good health. No poison was found in her system. They did an autopsy. She did have some swelling around her heart. And doctors thought maybe all the medication she was on over the years in the institution may have like weakened her heart and her immune system. But the twins were on the exact same meds for the exact same amount of time.
Right.
So it doesn't really make a lot of sense that only one would be affected by it. Or that it would happen literally the moment she leaves and right after she says, I've decided I'm just going to die.
Yeah. What the fuck?
That's why they're spooky.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. I thought that she stepped in front of the car.
Oh no. That's another. Are more twins.
Those are different ones.
Oh shit.
Maybe those were the ones that I thought of.
Oh, that's where they threw themselves in front of cars.
Yeah.
Like on a freeway.
Oh my God. Those are different.
Why are there so?
The ones that I thought you were talking about the whole time that I thought I knew what you were talking about, those were different twins.
Yep.
Holy fuck.
Why are there so many creepy twins out there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think we've covered those twins. I can't remember their names. But yeah, I don't think we have. I want to Google it now. Yep. And in the middle of one twin story, I'm going to look up another one.
Definitely.
That's Ursula and Sabina Eriksson.
Yeah.
They're Swedish twin sisters. Yeah, that's a whole nother episode.
Wow, you guys.
Okay. So after Jennifer's death, June claimed that because Jennifer gave up her life for her, she now felt obligated to go out and live a relatively good life.
Wow.
She also wrote a poem for her sister that was later engraved onto Jennifer's headstone. It said, "We once were two. We two made one. We no more two. Through life be one. Rest in peace."
What?
And that's the story of the Silent Twins.
Girl.
As far as I can tell, June is still alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What's she up to?
I don't know what she's up to.
She's an author?
I hope she's an author. I hope she's doing nice things. I mean, not burning stuff down.
Wow.
I hope she doesn't kill her other little sister.
I hope, yikes.
I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast and come after us.
She's good now.
She's actually good.
Don't worry.
She's the good twin. Maybe. Hopefully.
I'm choosing to believe that.
Okay. But yeah, that's the Silent Twins. Just one of the many twins out there that are scary.
Wow.
Doing weird stuff. Poor Jennifer.
Yeah.
Oh, while they were institutionalized, there was one journalist that they seemed to like, and she came to visit them a lot, and she would read their diaries and like write about them, and they did a TV interview with her one time. I feel like they didn't do a lot of talking in the interview, and they had to be carried in. Like, they wouldn't walk to where the interview was. But that lady really liked them, and she tried to help them. She was the person that Jennifer was like, "Hey, I decided I'm going to die."
Oh my God.
So she was like, can someone like check up on them?
Right.
Can you take care of them, please?
Somebody ask about that and maybe make sure that she doesn't. Yeah,
could someone like watch her maybe?
But, yikes.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing you can do if you die by magic.
Do you think she just like decided to die and that's a thing you can do if you really like will it?
I mean, I could see like, well, they didn't really talk very much about like if whether or not she was eating properly.
True.
Because that could be a thing. It really fucks with your heart when you're like anorexic or something like that, where like you're not getting the right nutrients.
Yeah.
So maybe she just didn't. She just stopped eating or just ate just enough for people not to notice. And then she just died.
Oh, it's funny you say that, because I just remembered I listened to an interview or something about them. And I guess, I don't know, when they were younger, there would be times where one day one twin could eat and then the next day the other twin could eat and they would not eat on the same day. And it was, that's just another one of the things that they would do to creep people out. I don't know.
They were just on that intermittent fasting plan. I guess.
Doing keto and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. So it's plausible.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes. Do you want a weird fact?
Of course I do. Gimme.
Let's start laughing again. There are a ton of random things on the moon, including a dead person.
What?
That's your weird fact.
Aw.
There are satellites and rockets and cameras and backpacks and a ton of astronaut poop, just FYI, and the ashes of Eugene Shoemaker, who was one of the founders of the field of planetary science.
Oh.
They shot his ashes up to the moon, and they're just chilling there.
I wish you had said they shot his ash up to the moon. Because that's better.
We've been over this, Kristen. I am not as good of a pun lord as you.
True, true.
Someday I hope to be, but...
Man, I want to be a dead body on the moon, like someday, not right now.
Oh, okay.
Later.
Okay.
But like not... I want to be like a spooky skeleton that's just like hanging out.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Also creepy that like all the footprints from like when was, I don't know when the last time we were on the fucking moon and who's we, but like the footprints are still there because there's no wind or like water or whatever moving the
other
footprints.
Elements.
Yeah, so it looks like someone was just there even though it's been a long time. It's very, the moon is very spooky.
The moon is spooky.
We've said the word spooky 12,000 times in this episode.
Oh my god, somebody do a count, let us know.
Hashtag spooky season. Don't come for us. We're on brand.
Don't at me, but at me and let me know how many times that I said spooky.
If you're gonna at me, be nice. I guess. Whatever.
I guess. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a spooky episode.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's pretty good.
It's It's pretty good. Did you see the dictionary actually posted, like, this is what spoopy means, and this is why people say that sometimes.
Really? Yeah. That's so cute.
And someone actually tweeted at us. They're like, the first time I ever heard the word spoopy was on your podcast.
Oh.
They're like, I thought Christy just, like, made a mistake. Or she made it up, I think is what they said.
That's funny.
Can you imagine? Oh, yeah. It was the first time I heard the word spoopy was in your podcast. I thought Christy made it up accidentally.
I wish.
From Maisie, whatever. Thank you for following us.
If only I was
Twitter.
Such an iconoclast.
Please. Can you start making up cool words so that we can get into the dictionary?
Well, maybe. I'll try.
Oh, have we talked about the corpse flower?
No. Tell me about the corpse flower.
Well, there's one in Seattle. It's in the Amazon spheres.
Wow.
I'm going to go check it out.
You need to see it bloom?
I will report back.
You
going to
tell me what a dead body smells like?
Yeah, sure.
Because evidently that's what it's supposed to smell like, right?
It is. And it like blooms once every 7 years and only for like 24 to 48 hours. And wow. It's supposed to bloom like the weekend we're recording this. So it's very soon. And I'm excited to smell it. And then I'm going to go eat dinner.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
That's exciting.
Halloween's coming up.
Yay.
Maybe if you're good weirdos, we'll do something special for you. Was that creepy?
It was a little creepy.
Well, we're a little creepy here. That's weird.
That's fair. That's true.
But yeah, maybe we have something planned for you. I don't know.
Maybe we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to dress like Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. I've got all my Alan Grant stuff ready to go.
I have almost none of my things that I need. It's just my work outfit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tuck the shirt in.
Do you have some small, like, black sunglasses?
Oh,
very
90s? Going to get the, like, square glasses and the, like, turquoise necklace.
Ooh.
Try and see if I can get, like, some kind of, like, shitty Michael Jackson wig or something.
Oh, no.
From, like, an 80 to get that, like, the hair that he had.
That, like, dark curly hair. Yeah, that look.
I think this, like, floofy blonde hair isn't quite selling it for me.
You know what I like about you, Christy? You could do Ellie so easily. And instead, you're like, nope, I'm going to be Ian Malcolm.
It's true. Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Mainly because I have the outfit already.
Yeah. If you want to appreciate our Halloween costumes in full, you should rewatch Jurassic Park, the original.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we're going to be. And it's going to be great.
Jurassic Park. I don't know what Matt's going to be. I had to remind him that we were even doing this.
Shane bought one of like a dinosaur onesie.
Oh,
with the whole thing. Uh-huh. So he puts the hood on and it's a little spiky thing and it has a tail. It's
Matt was like, can I just be like some other Jeff Goldblum character? And I was like, sure.
Absolutely.
So we'll see.
Someone else is going to be a random Laura Dern character from another movie.
Amazing.
But also there will be people that are not on the Goldblum, Dern or Jurassic Park
spectrum
of costumes. So you can tell Matt he can do whatever he wants.
Okay. I'm not going to tell him that because then he just won't have a costume.
He has to have a costume.
I know.
I bought, and by me I mean Shane, bought these prizes. And they may or may not be trophies. And they may or not be a skeleton holding a pumpkin.
Wow.
It's the best trophy you've ever seen. I'm very excited about it. We love Halloween.
It's true.
I think that's it. We've talked for a long time.
We did.
You can find our show notes, pictures, links, whatever to go along with our stories that we talked about at thatsweird.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at thatsweirdcast. Patreon.com/thatsweird. And that's it. Episode 67.
We did it.
What are we going to do for 69?
Maybe we should do like a... there's got to be some fucked up shit having to do with sex, right?
Oh, for sure. I was thinking, that. Is there
like
some
people that have sex with ghosts?
Oh, that is Bigfoot erotica. Fuck 68. We're really excited about 69. Okay. That's
we'll
it.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Bye.
There's a historical period of crime in the American South that we rarely talk about. The lynching era. Between 1877 to 1950, over 4,400 African Americans were lynched, murdered during this period of racial terror. The victims' stories, they're rarely talked about, but victims of violent crime deserve more. My name is Shannon Ballard. I'm the host of The Color Line Murders, a historical true crime podcast telling the stories of men, women, and even children who were lynching victims in the South, because these victims and their stories have been ignored for far too long. Listen and learn more at colorlinemurders.com.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Louise.
What's wrong?
Well, I love podcasts, but I need a new one. Do you know if there are anywhere two sweetie sisters talk about movies from the 80s and 90s that shaped their childhood existence? And also that have a cat that makes a ruckus in the background?
Do I? Let me tell you a podcast I started listening to called Large Marge Sent Us. Two sisters break down classic 80s and 90s movies like The Princess Bride, Neverending Story, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. They even did a whole month dedicated to Fred Savage flicks.
Wow, I love Fred Savage. Where can I get this magical podcast?
You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or Google Play. You can also follow them on Twitter at The Sweetie Club. And don't forget to tell them, Large Marge sent you to this podcast.